new restrictions are being put into place for the upcoming spawn on kelp herring fishery in southeast Alaska to address a declining population. For the first time, fishermen are required to share spawning structures with several others. KFSK's Angela Denning reports.
The spawn-on-kelp fishery allows fishermen to catch herring near Craig and Kloak and put them into floating net pens called pounds. Blades of kelp are also put in there for the herring to spawn on. The eggs are then sold to Asian markets. Scott Walker is the area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Ketchikan. He's been helping to manage the spawn-on-kelp fishery since it began in 1992.
We have been seeing throughout southeast Alaska right now a downturn of herring stocks.
In the past, the fishermen were restricted by the number of blades of kelp they were allowed to use in their pounds. Now, fishermen will also be forced to share a pen with at least five other permit holders. The effort will mean less pounds being used, which is what the state is after, says Walker. Last year, 46 structures were fished. The year before, it was 76, and this year it's limited to 20.
I had to do something. We couldn't do the same thing we did last year. We'd go well over at least double the amount of herring that I can legally allow to be utilized in this fishery. Our hope is that we're going to utilize no more than our gutting harvest level allows.
The quota is 349 tons of herring, and about 20 tons are used per structure, according to the state. The herring are released from the pounds after spawning, but biologists estimate that most of them don't survive. Fishermen can also use open pounds, where the herring can come and go at will to spawn, but they are not as popular among fishermen. The state keeps track of herring stocks through aerial surveys of spawning and dive surveys of deposited eggs. That data is put into a model that estimates how many herring will spawn the following year. So why is the herring population declining? Walker thinks it's likely cyclical and that the population will rebound, but it still has to be addressed this year.
The only other really option we have is to not have a fishery. We can't do business as usual like we did last year because we would catch more herring than we're allowed to catch.
This is the only spawn-on-kelp fishery in Southeast again this year. Other fisheries have been closed for the past several years due to low numbers. Petersburg's mayor, Mark Jensen, participates in the spawn-on-kelp fishery, and he says he understands that the biologists are concerned about the stocks, but it will likely mean less income for fishermen.
Our state economy is suffering already, and we need to be protective of the stocks, but we need to make sure we're doing it in a manner where we're capitalizing on the highest value for the fishery, in my opinion.
Jensen says it will be interesting to see how fishermen sharing pounds turns out. He says he's told the governor as much.
I said it's hard to get two fishermen to agree on something, and now you're talking about 120 permit holders and 20 pounds. I said, so we'll see how that works.
Fish and Game Scott Walker agrees it will be challenging for fishermen, but says the spawn-on-kelp is a complicated fishery anyway. He says there are practically endless variables from catching the fish to transporting the eggs on kelp.
There's nothing easy about the pound fishery. This fishery is, there's 1,000 ways to lose your fishery, to just get your product destroyed.
He hopes that by restricting the fishery this year, it will allow it to continue in the future. Last year, 130 permit holders participated in the Craig Kloak fishery. The fishery opens for purse seining on March 17th. Herring usually spawn between late March and mid-April. Petersburg Vessel Owners Association declined to comment for this story. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.